Earth and Sky.
Tuesday, March 4th, 2008. Before dawn Wednesday morning, look toward the place where the sun will rise for the thin, waning crescent moon very near a dazzling point of light.
As seen from the northern hemisphere, they're low in the sky before dawn now, but so bright you can't miss them if you have an unobstructed eastern horizon. The moon and Venus are close together on March 4th, but even closer before dawn on March 5th. You'll be surprised by how bright Venus appears, even when it's low in the sky.
And if you see a speck of light hovering above Venus before sunrise, that'll be the planet Mercury. Mercury and Venus are the first and second planets outward from the sun. Earth is the third planet, but Mercury isn't as bright as Venus. If you can't spot it with the eye alone, try gazing toward the eastern horizon with binoculars. Venus and Mercury will occupy the same binocular field of view, with fainter Mercury just above Venus.
You can also look for another planet, the largest one in our solar system, Jupiter. It's recognizable for being the brightest thing up before dawn besides the Moon and Venus. As seen from this hemisphere, you'll find Jupiter to the right of Venus and the Moon before dawn on Wednesday, March 5th. From the southern hemisphere, Jupiter is above the Moon and Venus Wednesday morning. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.